This week marks the 100th anniversary of Congress passing the 19th Amendment, giving women the right to vote. Now, a century later, the nation's first female majority legislature has wrapped up their work in Carson City. KUNR's Paul Boger has this report.
For 120 days, the Nevada legislature operated as usual.
All right, the secretary will close the roll. The vote on Senate Bill 551 is 13 in favor, 8 against. The bill having received a constitutional...
Bills were introduced, sent to committee, debated, voted on, and then sent to the governor. There was a lot of speculation as to how the session would differ from those of the male-dominated past. And now that the session is over...
Mr. Speaker, I move that the 80th session of the Assembly of the Legislature of the State of Nevada adjourn. Sine die.
You've all heard the motion. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. We are adjourned. Sine die.
That speculation continues. It was a particularly prolific year, but Democratic Assemblywoman Maggie Carlton says it wasn't necessarily because women made up the majority.
I think we far exceeded anything we thought we could do. The gun bills, education, family stuff, worker stuff, collective bargaining. I mean, just look at all the things that we got done that we had been working on for years and years and years.
The legislature also passed a marriage ban for teens under 17, and at a time when some states are passing laws criminalizing abortion, this majority female legislature did the opposite. Carlton puts their overall success this session down to this.
We had all the right people in the right committees, and we had a governor that was willing to support us and have conversations and discuss how we move the state forward.
Lawmakers in Nevada have always been willing to reach across the aisle, according to Republican Assemblywoman Robin Titus. Still, she believes women approach politics differently, and that played a part, too.
We problem solve different, and we negotiate different. And I think we see that. I mean, I think if we see it in our caucus room. We have a softer tone in our caucus room, I think, sometimes. I think we listen a little bit more. There's a little bit more mothering going on, too. Maybe some more parenting happening that I haven't seen in other sessions, for sure.
In addition to the female majority itself, women made up a vast majority of the body's leadership. This session, women chaired 14 of the legislature's 20 standing committees, including all of the relatively powerful finance committees. Nowhere was that paradigm shift more apparent than Democrat Nicole Cannizzaro becoming the first female Senate majority leader in Nevada's history. She says it's been an honor to hold a position, mainly because it may inspire others to serve.
It's humbling. I hope that I can set a good example for those who will certainly come after me in what it means to come to this legislative session with an eye towards helping my home state and making opportunities happen for kids just like me.
It's hard to tell whether Cannizzaro or the female majority have had a real impact at this stage, according to Kelly Dittmar. She's an associate professor of political science at Rutgers and a scholar at the American Center for Women in Politics.
I think it's hard to measure that change in culture and sort of dynamics of leadership in any one session. So I think it's hard to look at, you know, the last session in Nevada and say, everything has changed, right?
Historically, Western states have had a higher rate of women serving in politics. Currently, it averages 34.5%, with states like Nevada and Colorado leading the pack with 52 and 47% respectively. There are outliers, though, and those tend to be states dominated by Republicans like Utah and Wyoming, where the GOP has struggled in recent years to recruit women to run for office. Outside Nevada's legislature, lawmakers, staff, and lobbyists celebrate the end of the session. Freshman Assemblywoman Sarah Peters says the female majority demonstrates government can be inclusive.
I'm really proud of what we've done. I'm proud to be a part of this. Oh, it's pretty phenomenal. Pretty wonderful. Wonderful group of people in Nevada.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Paul Boger.